Dor HaFlaga. He did not listen to the whole Dor HaFlaga. Sherishoyim Hoyu. They were all Rishoyim there. Now, Rav Avinu was the only one that was a tzaddik. That's this pasuk of Ashri Yisrael Holach Diatas Rishoyim. Sherishoyim Hoyu. The other pasuk says, Hava Nivnu Lanu Ir. Yeah. He wanted to build a city against Hashem. Uvederach HaToyim Lo Yomad. Shlo Yomad V'yamid HaStoyim. That Avraham Avinu did not listen to Sodom. Shechatoyim, or they're also chatoyim. Shneimer says the Yanshei Sodom roim v'chatoyim Hashem miyoy. Then uvemoishav leitzim lo yoshav shlo yoshav v'moishav anshei plishtim. That Avraham Avinu did not live or become close with the people of plishtim. V'fneishu leitzonim heim, the people of plishtim, they were leitzonim. They used to mock everything. Shneimer pasuk says v'hi ketoyv libam. By Shimshon, by Yermul, Kirun, the Shimshon, by Yisachek, Lanu. Let's make jokes. Let's joke with him. To say Plishtim's midah was they were Letzonim. That's why Avraham Avinu stayed away from them. Yeah. Rashi says even when Avraham Avinu lived in Plishtim, Kishagar Benayim, the Chsiv, Vayogar Avram, the Eretz Plishtim, still Avraham Avinu watched himself not to become too close because he knew they had this midah of Letzonis. Ashrei ish yireas Hashem. Ashrei ish v'loy ashrei isha. What does it say? A man worthy is the man that fears Hashem. Why only a man? Why not a lady also? Somer of Amram Omarav. It means Ashrei mishoise tshuva kishuish. He does tshuva when he's still a man. Rashi says that means kishubacha, when you're young b'koicha with all your strength. Kloima mimayil hakibarvay koidim yimei azikna. He realizes Hashem before he becomes older.
Not
what? No, women also. The reason why it says ish here just means like a young person. I mean, Anisha, same thing with Anisha also. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar Ashrei Misha Mizgabra Yitzroi Kish. Means you're Mizgabra over Yitzara, like in this Rashi says, Gibor. So here it's better. In the first shot, we'll show you why only Ish, not Anisha. Here it's better. As Gibor, and Ish has more Gvura. So it means the same type of the thought. Ashra, the one that does tshuva when he's still young and he has strength. Shemizgarba Yitzvah Kish. The mitzvah of Chatzav Miyoy. He loves Chafetz Miyoy. He has tremendous desire to do Hashem's mitzvah. Amar Ablaza. The mitzvah of Vulay Vescha Mitzvah. You have a desire, you love to do his mitzvah, and not for the sake of receiving reward. Not the reward of the mitzvahs. And behind you, that's not. That's what we learn in Mishnah Novos. Who are you, Yomer? Al Tiyu Kavod Ramsham Shem Esrav Amnasa Kavod Pras. You're not supposed to worship Hashem, do mitzvahs just to receive reward. He'll rather do it l'shmo. Elohayu Kavod Ramsham Shem Esrav Shloi Amnasa Kavod Pras. Your main purpose is to give nachas ruach to Hashem. If you receive reward, very nice. But that should not be your main purpose, just to receive the reward. Kiyim, rather the pasuk says, V'saras Hashem Chefzoi. You should be Isaac in Hashem's Torah. Chefzoi, your desire should be in learning Torah. Omar Rav, famous Gemara, Ein Adam Loime Torah El Mimokim Shliva Chofetz. A person only learns Torah from a place that he really wants to. You have to have a desire to learn. If you have a desire to learn this Masechta, and they're forcing you to learn something else, sometimes it's not so good. A person has Hatzlacha if he learns what his Leiv wants. That's called Uvisaras Hashem Chefzoi. It has to be your desire to learn this thing right now. Shneimer the pasuk says, Kim Vesaras Hashem Chefzoi. That should be your Chefzoi, that should be your desire. So therefore there was a Maaseh here of Levi, Rabbi Shimon, Rebbe. Yasvi, Kaimei, the Rebbe. They're both two Tamidim, both learning in the Yeshiva of Rebbe. Because Poske Sidra, they finished one Seder. Solek Safra, they finished the Sefer. They finished one Masechta. Now is the question. They made a Siyim Sefer. Didn't say maybe not Masechta. Could be Ksuvim, Neviim. They finished the Sefer. The question was, what should we learn next? That's the next question. What's next? They didn't learn that yet. We don't have the question. They had a question. What should we learn now? They finished Sefer Yeshua. What comes now? Right. So Levi Yama Levi said, listen, Lacey learn Mishle. I want to learn Mishle now. Let's learn Sefer Mishle. Rabbi Shimon Rebbe Yomar, Lacey learn Tilim. I want to learn the Sefer Tilim now. I have a chefus to learn Tilim. So Kfir Levi Vyasi Tilim. They forced Levi to give in and they brought a Sefer Tilim. So they start to learn Masechta, they start to learn Tilim. What happened? Kimot, oh, we got to this post that says, Kim Besos Hashem Chetzai. So Pirish Rebbe explained, you know what David HaMelech is telling us here? You know what Tilim is telling us? The person has the right to learn Torah where you have a desire. You have to pick something you have a desire to learn now. If so, Omar Levi, Levi said, Rebbe, Nosatalon Rishus Lamor, you give me permission to leave this year. I want to learn Mishlei, not Tilim. You're giving the shir Tilim now, you give me permission to leave this year. So that's what happened. Levi went to learn Mishlei. Omar Rebbe Avdim Bar Chama. Call Isaac about Torah, whoever learns Torah, Isaac in Torah, works in Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Isaac Chavetzah, Hashem does your desires, your needs, Hashem takes care of you. Hashem says, Kiyim B'Sarach Hashem Chavetzah, meaning to say, Hashem takes care of your Chavetz, your desires. Omar Rava, Liyolam Yilmad Adam Torah B'Makim Shli B'Chavetz, again, Rava is saying this now, a person should always learn something that you have a desire to learn. You'll learn it much better. You put all your kachas into it. You'll come out. You'll know it better. Shneamah the pasuk says, "Kiyim b'saras Hashem cheftzai." That the Torah should be cheftzai your desire. V'yomar Rava betchila nikras al shemosh laKadosh Baruch Hu. At the beginning, Torah is called Hashem's Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah. It's His Torah. Olipsay, but after a person, a Jew, learns the Torah, has a kinyan in the Torah, nikrois al shemai, then it's considered your Torah, becomes a kinyan, becomes part of you, it's your Torah, you own it now. Shemana Pasuk says, v'saras Hashem chefzai. First it says, saras Hashem, it's Hashem's Torah. Then it says, uvisarasai, but in your Torah, yege yom avalayla. So Mashma is called the Sai Rasai. If you learn it, you acquire it, it's the kinyan in the person, it becomes your Torah. V'yomar Rava, L'yolam yilmad adam Torah, v'yachakach yega. First you should learn Torah, Pashto means learn daf yomi, learn up everything, and then you start to think into it, then yega, then you start to take it apart to really understand it well. Rashi says, V'yachakach yega means yayin b'talmudoi, lidmais milsa milsa, to make sure everything, one fact comes out with the other fact. Lahakshois, lataris, he has questions, give answers. Well, Rishayna though, Rashi says at the beginning, lo yasake, they're not do like this. Shem yivato, v'yarav lo yimtzaloi, kol shah. Pratis goes with Zmana Talmud Mestam, they didn't have Torah Shebiksav yet. So it was, maybe even they do have it though, maybe even if you have it though. But still you need a Rebbe to teach it to you. So first you have to make sure a Rebbe teaches you everything. Then you start to understand it well. Like after you know a lot, then you'll understand, you'll be able to ask questions and understand things. Yeah. Right. Shneamah Pasuk says, V'Torah Sashem, V'Hodar V'Sarasa Yege. Mashma first is Torah Sashem, just learn through the whole Torah, and then V'Sarasa Yege, then you sit down to really understand the Torah. And even further, V'Yomar Rova, Liarlam Ligros Inish. A person should always learn. Girgaris means like know the girsa. Just read through the Gemara to know how to read it even. V'yafagav d'mishtakach. Even though you can forget it, still it's worth it to read through it. V'yafagav d'lo yoda maikomar. Even if you do not even know what you're saying. So the question, what does this mean? It doesn't mean you're reading Chinese. That's nothing. It means you're reading it. You could touch every word, just you don't understand it. Still, it's worth it to read it through, to have the gears released, to know how to read it. And eventually, like Mar says, then you'll be yeger, then you'll sink into it slowly. Layodamai Kamish. And it says, Garso, Nafshi Lesavo. So it says, Garso Ksiv, like Ksiv Tochono. To not grind it up, but rather Garso means have the girsa, learn through it. Rava Rami, Rava asked the question. Siv, it says, Agape, on top of the mountain. Rashi B'Torah, Mishtazom HaTorah. First it says you'll be on top of the mountain. Siv, then it says, Akise, then you'll have a throne. That's even more prestige. So what do you have? So, B'Tchila Agape, the beginning when you learn Torah, stand any place, learn Torah, on top of the mountain. Well, if Soif Akise, after you learn the Torah and you become a Talmud Chacham, then you're bizarre to get like your Shtela. Then you'll get your chair, you'll have your place. But the beginning, any yeshiva you have to go to learn. Ksivit says, Beroish Meroimim, the top, the head. Who Ksivit says, Olai Derech, also Olai Derech means on the road, a nicer path. Rashi says, Al Derech Moro Arol Elayin Kol, mean you'll be the Mor, you'll be the Rav to everybody. So, Betchila Beroish Meroimim, you have to learn any place. Olav Saif Olai Derech, then you'll have your path, you'll be the Moro Haro. Ula Rami, Ksivit says, Shosa Maimi Berecha, you'll drink water from your bowl. From your ditch, then it says, "V'noizle mitoich bercha, or run into you, mashma will be flowing out from you into others." So, betchila shosim ibarecha. First, you have to drink water from your bor, means learn through everything. Afterwards, noizle mitoich bercha. Then you'll be flowing out. You'll be able to teach others to learn. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schar, Amar Rav Huna. My, this there was a pasuk say, "Hoin mehevel yimat." If you have a lot, you'll only lose it. The kovetz al yod yarber. But if you gather together things slowly, then you'll keep it. What does this mean? The person just learns a whole bunch at a time. Chavilas chavilas means he just learns too fast. And he doesn't understand it. Then mismayit, you'll lose your Torah. The kovetz al yad. But if you gather it together slowly, one mesechta after another mesechta, yarba, then you keep it. So of course, no stira. First, you have to be gurus, learn everything. This is talking about the second part. After you know everything, now how are you yehege? How are you supposed to understand, take the Torah apart slowly? Means taking it slowly, learning each thing separately to know it clearly. They're not always rushed to know everything at one shot. And Omar Rav Rachmona said, Yadi Rabban Lai Milsa. The Rabbanah knows this. Like they know they're supposed to learn slower and take things slow and learn things one at a time. But Riyavri Allah, they don't listen to this. Mashal, the Yetzara is there always to rush you. Move. That's always the Yetzara. The Yetzara's kayach always is to rush. Don't sit down and think into one thing, but always move further. And the Gemara says, when does the Yetzara come into a body? The Shalom, does it come into the kid when it's still in the mother's womb? Or does it come in after it leaves the mother's womb? So Gemara says, treat the Yetzara comes in after the baby leaves the womb. Because the Yetzara would come when it's inside, the kid would jump out. But that's the kayach of the Yetzara. He always makes you jump. Don't sit still. Don't think in to know what you're doing. Just jump and go and do and do and do. So the kids, the Rabbanan knew this also, but the Chmanis, they didn't listen.
But they were jumping in risking.
Omar of Nachman by Yitzchak. No Avidito, I learned the way I'm supposed to. I learned slowly, each mesechta slowly. So the kayin biyotin, I still have it. I have it in my head. Omer Ashizbi Mishmed Rab Loza Ben Azaria. My Tuchsev was a pasuk say, La Yecharoich Remiya Tzidiya, La Tzidai, Tzay Tzaydai, that means La Yichyev La Yarech Yomim Tzayid Haramoy. La Yachroch Vidash means La Yichyev means you won't live with a long life. Tzayid Haramoy. People that fool people. There's a fool, you act like a big rov. Rashi says, Shemar Ranoshim Laharis Kamani Chokhim, Yeshua, look how smart I am. And really don't know anything. So if you go around like that, he'll only be Makatsa Yomav. He'll have a small or short life. For Ravashi, Omar Rashi said like this, Sayyid Haramai Yachro, just the opposite. That means that you will have a long life. So Rashi says, it means Rashi Yomav, Sayyid Haramai means Loshen Kloima, Yeshloi Oifois Lachro Chulecho. Just the opposite. A person that learns slowly and knows everything and really has it clear, he'll have an arichas yamin. He'll have a long life. So Rashi turns around the pasuk. Tzayit harami means a person that catches things slowly, yacharach, he will have an arichas yamin. Kiyasi Rav Dimi Yomri said like this. When Rav Dimi came, he said like this. Moshlos, an example, Liodam Shed Sati Parm. A person goes to catch birds. So it depends. Im Mishabekan Feho Shel Rishoino. If you break the wing of the first one, take care of her. Kula Miskayemes Biyodai. She can't fly away. So after you catch 25 birds, you go home with 25 birds. But Vimlav, you do not catch the first one well. You just catch him and leave him here and go catch the second one. You know where the first one goes? Flies away. What do you end up with? Nothing. With one. Vimlav, Amos, Kiyamas, Viyodai. If you do not take care of it well, you're just going to lose that bird. So that's this mushroom when you go to Yege to learn slowly to understand. You have to make sure you understand this clearly. Like the Gra used to say, the way to learn Gemara is you have to think as if you have nothing else to learn the rest of your life, only these few lines of the Gemara, and you have nothing else to do with the rest of your life, only to know these two lines, that's it. And when you get finished learning these two lines, then you go to the next two lines. But every Gemara you have to learn that way. I have nothing else to do and nothing else to learn. Take each thing separately and know it well. You're like a tree that's planted by the water. So like a tree that's planted. Means you just put it in right now. Not that it was planted well. That means if you learn only from one Rebbe, you only had one Rav, so ain't a raya simav brachal yelam. You won't be a big Talmud Chacham. And we'll soon see this goes on svara, on reasoning. Every person thinks different. So you can't only hear one svara. You have to be able to hear a lot of different svaras. And that will be more you, that you'll be able to use out your svara to get a svara yeshara. So, omar lehu Rav Chizda Rabbanim. So Rav Chizda was a Rosh Hashiva. He had to give a shiur now. It was very hard for him to say the shiur. He said, "Bina diyem lechemusa. I want to tell you something now, but mustafina tishavkisuli. I'm afraid to say this by shiur because then by tomorrow I'll have no bochum left. Everybody's going to leave shiur. What do I have to tell you? Yeah, everybody's going to leave me because I have to tell you that the klal is called haloy meturim rav echad. Whoever learns Torah only from one rav." Yoni by one Rosh Hashiva is Ein Roya Sima Brachal Yerlam. You would not see a good sign from your learning. So Shavku and Rabbanan, okay, everybody picked up their bags and left. They went to another Rav. The Yozel Kaimei the Rava. They went to learn in front of Rava. Amalahu, when they got to Rava, Rava said like this, Hani Mili, when did Rav Chizda mean to say this? Svara. That's when you go to reason out the Gemara, the reasoning, everybody thinks different, so you have to hear different type of svaras to get your svara yeshara, your clear path of thing, of thought. Abu Gemara, but to know the actual text, to know the girsas in the Gemara, to know it clearly, is a merav echad adif. You're better off learning from one rav. He'll teach you clearly one text, you won't be mishubash, you won't get mixed up. Says, adif, ki heishi in order to lie liflug. Lishne, you shouldn't be mistaken your Lishinus. Rashishlai Yitzchalku HaLishinus.